This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Within a 24-hour period, there are at least 5,000 more deaths globally from COVID-19, taking the figure to more than 583,000 dead. In the United States, there are more than 137,000 deaths from it. The number of confirmed infections is more than 13.5 million and approximately 3.5 million in the U.S. U.S. President Trump is attempting to quell reports of a rift between himself and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, stating again that he has a very good relationship with Fauci. Speaking to reporters as he left for an event on infrastructure in Atlanta, Mr. Trump insisted that we're on the same team. He went on to say that we want to get rid of this mess that China sent us, so everybody's working to the same line, and we're doing very well. We're doing well in a lot of ways, and our country's coming back very strong. The president also looked to distance himself from an op-ed written by his trade advisor, Peter Navarro, and USA Today newspaper, in which Navarro says he found Fauci has been wrong about everything he has interacted with him on. Asked if Navarro went wrong or rogue in writing the piece, Mr. Trump said that he had made a statement representing himself and shouldn't be doing that. With the virus pandemic getting worse, Congress will be back in Washington next week to consider a fresh relief package. Republicans have been reluctant to approve more aid, but priorities have shifted as the virus continues hammering the U.S. Senate. GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says that he now hopes to quickly approve a relief bill, which is expected to hit $1 trillion. He's rolling out details next week, focusing on schools and kids, jobs and unemployment, as well as health care. House Democrats have already approved a similar package. This is VOA News. Walmart will now require customers to wear face coverings at all of its namesake and Sam's Club stores, making it the largest retailer to introduce such a policy that has otherwise proved difficult to enforce without state and federal requirements. The company said the policy will go into effect Monday to allow time to inform stores as well as customers. It joins Kroger, Best Buy, Starbucks, and mandating face coverings. The company said that currently about 65% of its more than 5,000 stores and clubs are located in areas where there's already some form of government mandate on face coverings. The retailer also said it will create the role of health ambassador at its Walmart stores and will station them near the entrance to remind customers without mask of the new requirement. At least seven ships have caught fire at an Iranian port in what appeared to be the latest in a series of fires and explosions around the country. Iran's Tasnim news agency says no casualties have been reported. State broadcasters showed firefighters tackling clouds of smoke at a shipyard at the southern port on the Gulf. The cause is not currently known. There have been several explosions and fires around Iranian military, nuclear, and industrial facilities since late June, including a fire at Iran's underground nuclear facility. Body camera footage has been made public from two Minneapolis police officers involved in the arrest of George Floyd's death at the hand of police set off worldwide demonstrations. In the minutes before his death, Floyd pleads with the officer saying, "I'm not a bad guy." An onlooker told him that you can't win, and Floyd responded that he doesn't want to win. A few minutes later, with his voice fading, Floyd occasionally says that "I can't breathe" before he goes still. Now, George Floyd's family is suing the city of Minneapolis. Attorney Benjamin Crump says the city allowed a culture of excessive force, racism, and impunity to flourish in the police force. Unidentified hackers broke into the Twitter accounts of technology moguls, politicians, celebrities, and major companies Wednesday in an apparent Bitcoin scam. The ruse includes bogus tweets from Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Mike Bloomberg, and a number of tech billionaires, including Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, and Tesla CEO Elon Musk. The fake tweets offered to send $2,000 for every $1,000 sent to a Bitcoin address. Twitter said it was aware of a security incident impacting accounts on Twitter, and it was working to fix it. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.